Okay, another week. It's finally spring. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, it is finally spring.
That's nice. That's nice. Hopefully no more snow.
Hey, Dan, here's a topic that we've spoken about a number of times before, and you have some additional thoughts on supplemental insurance?
Yeah, something came up recently in a case I have where a person was a passenger in a vehicle, and she was injured because of the negligence of another vehicle, and then the question comes up about supplemental insurance because the other vehicle didn't have much insurance at all, like $25,000 the minimum. So you say, okay, now what do I do? Well, you know, you can get supplemental insurance, use the supplemental insurance of the car that you are in, and then if you have your own policy of insurance, you can also tap into that supplemental insurance in the event that the limits of the car you're in are not that substantial. So that's why it goes to the importance of having this higher supplemental coverage. And as I indicated before, I tell all my clients, no one in this state should have less than $500,000 in coverage, including the supplemental coverage, because, like I say, if you're injured by a car that doesn't have much coverage, what are you going to do? You're kind of stuck. You know, the other person, if you take a judgment against them, they just file bankruptcy. And also, the no fault also comes into play too when you're a passenger, because your medical expenses and lost wages would go through the no fault insurance of the car you're in. But again, you can look at your own policy. So if you had more coverage no fault wise, you can tap into that once the coverage is exhausted on the other end. So, you know, I tell people also that you should have additional protection beyond the regular $50,000 no fault coverage to protect you if you have substantial lost wages or substantial medical expenses. So, you know, those are just a couple things to think about. You know, even more reason to get into that supplemental coverage and have extra no fault protection.
But it doesn't sound like an easy thing to do, to get benefits from your own insurance company in a situation like that.
No, it actually is. You just have to make sure that you file the proper paperwork and do what you need to do. Some people don't realize that. You know, they think just because I'm a passenger in someone else's car that I'm stuck with the insurance there. No. You can also put a notice into your company saying, hey, listen, I might have a supplemental claim. I might have to use my additional no-fault coverage that's better than what was in the vehicle I was in. So it's just making sure you put them on notice, because they don't know you've been in an accident until you let them know, especially if you're a passenger in another car.